CBA. CB4 CBA, KN4 TFW. How you doing this evening, Dave?
KN4 TFW. Well, I'm just doing dandy. How about yourself?
Yep, doing well. On my way home from work. Just headed down Edwards Road.
Well, as long as you don't get blown off the road, I guess you'll be okay.
Man, I know that's right, man. It sure has been windy today, for sure.
Yeah, try driving a billboard during the day. KM4, UBG.
How you doing this evening, Kevin?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I just got off 85 on the 291 here. I'm about 6 minutes from destination here. I'm going to tell David he should try driving a billboard. This big old long truck and a trailer, that's like having a billboard.
All right, gentlemen. Hey, Kevin. I'm going to bail out on you here. So, Walt, then we're going to get an early supper. So, I'll say 73's y'all carry on. Be careful out there on the mobile. KB4 CPA clear.
KB4 CPA, KN4 UBG. Have a good one, David. 73's.
How was your day today, Kevin?
I can't complain. It's been pretty good for a Friday.
Seems like you got off a little bit early today. That's good for a Friday.
Well, if we could have got this lift loaded up, we'd have probably been gone. I'd have probably already done been at the house by now, easy. And center lift died on me and couldn't get it up on the trailer the way the trailer was set. I had to run it up as far as we could run it, and I had to lift the trailer up. It's one of those ones that sets flat on the ground, and it's got that cylinder in the front with the wheels on the side. As the cylinder pulls it up, it slides up in little wheels to it locks itself in place. And we got 1 foot on the center lift that it's a rail. It's under the bottom. It's the old style JLG. That rail catches on everything because it ain't about an inch and a half off the ground. It plays a 2-inch hump. That thing bottoms out on that little 2-inch hump.
I'm familiar with what you're saying. You got them little stabilizer bars that pop down when you're stationary.
Yeah, Roger. That one little station bar on that one side, it don't come all the way up for some reason. It's been like that for years. Instead of them fixing it, you know, they just let it go, let it go, let it go. One day it's going to rip it off there, and they ain't going to have no other choice but to fix it. But, this thing about as old as the hills. It's about the only one we got that will charge while it's running. You know, while you're moving it around or whatever. All the new ones, you plug them up to a drop cord and they won't do nothing but go up with you. They won't let you drive.
Yeah, Roger, you drive and plug it up and then drive somewhere else and plug it back up. And that, we got a couple that are kind of like that.
It makes life a lot easier. And a lot less strain on your back if you use them just right. And I'm so old, they look like dinosaurs.
Yeah, we got a couple of genie booms there at work, and they're getting pretty old.
Roger. Well, how's old Johnny doing? I ain't heard him on here in a while.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. You know, he was here. Oh, a couple of weeks ago, he was sick for about a month, and he just couldn't even talk. I mean, he'd just carry on a conversation. He couldn't hardly do it, so talking on the radio was definitely out of it. But he's doing a lot better now, so I don't know. He should be about leaving work now.
I think a little bit of everybody's been sick. and there's a bunch of people who goes to the church where my wife goes. They got with the flu, and wishing them luck, man. You know, a lot of people that's got down with the flu has died. You know, they've been two teenagers that's got down with the flu and had different complications and died.
Yeah, roger that. I know my wife, she's been sick. She'd get sick for a week and then be better for a day or two and then be back sick for a week. And it's just been going on all winter like that. KN4TFW.
KN4UBG. Yeah, roger. Yeah, that's about the way it goes, man. It, you know, it's, I've been that way with my allergies. It's come and go, come and go, come and go.
Yeah, mine will kick in about the time they're getting ready to start cutting hay. That's what gets me.
Well, this is the weather for it right here, definitely. This is definitely the weather for it. You know, one minute it's 70 degrees outside. Next minute, it's, you know, it's 32. Next minute, it's, you know, 60. Next minute, next 3 days, it could be 30, you know, then it warm back up to 70, 75, back down to 60. This is some crazy weather.
It poured down rain yesterday and calling for snow flurries tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what we were seeing on the news. And here it is a little warm and pretty today. And then we're going to turn off tomorrow looking for snow and a little bit more rain mixture in with it. So, I don't know, I mean, this winter here, I mean, we really ain't had a winter, but it's just been crazy.
Agree with you, it's definitely been an unusual winter. It really hasn't been cold all that much.
It really hadn't, man. It ain't really been cold. I mean, just three or four nights there, it got down in the 20s, you know, but other than that, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm from West Virginia, and I'm used to seeing this time of the year, you know, 10 degrees or so, you know. But they said they ain't really had no winters up that way yet. I mean, they had some snow and stuff, but they were supposed to be getting snow yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, they're supposed to turn off into snow and stuff up there. I was listening to one of the radio stations that I got on the iHeartRadio app from up there. And, they was talking about they might be getting anywhere between, I think it was 3 to 6 inches of snow. But the way my buddy talked, you know, it gets warm up there and it disappears. It don't stay like it used to.
Yeah, I remember when I lived up north as a kid, it got cold, it stayed cold, and the snow got on the ground and stayed for weeks, you know, and as you could tell, it was definitely wintertime, not cold like it is here for sure.
Yeah, times have changed, man, compared to what it used to be. I don't know. Winter times just don't seem like winter anymore. It just really seems like fall of the year, you know, about the edge of winter time. But, I don't know. Maybe it, you know, that's the way it's going to be, you know, from now on. But, well, let me take a standby here right quick and get this trailer off. I just arrived here, and I'll give you a holler right back here in just a minute.
Roger, KN4TFW.
KN4UBG, on standby for a minute.